Hello.
Welcome back.
It's the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast. We're Stacy and Pete with a special guest. She's back.
Hello, part two.
Also known as Heather.
Oh, yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Pete's big sister's here. She's here visiting from New York.
I'm very excited to be back.
We're excited to have you. Let me tell you what. I'm very excited.
Very excited. And we got to watch one of the movies that you two watched a lot of together.
One of our Sunday movies.
Yeah, our Sunday movies that were on. Anytime you came home from church, you turn on 3, 9. Or 12? What were the channels?
Yeah, I don't even know. Well, we had HBO.
Them. Not at mom's house?
Oh, no. I'm talking about at dad's house.
No. This was on Sundays on broadcast TV.
Oh, on broadcast TV?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking of...
Like this and Footloose.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of Sunday movie.
Oh, that Sunday... Yeah. 3, 9...
12, 21, 31.
Yeah. No. It was 8...
Oh.
10, 13, 21, and 31.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And sometimes we would get that Buffalo station in there.
What was 21 and 31?
That was
PBS 21.
Oh.
And UHF
which
31,
is Fox.
Which is Fox.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
It's 31.
That was the best station.
It was. Absolutely. Because Fox was like new back in the day.
And... Yes. I remember when that came out.
Yeah, me too. It was like a big thing.
I mean, all the great shows were on Fox.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Simpsons. I mean, I'm getting into the 90s, but.
I remember, do you remember that kid's show, Buckaroo?
Oh, wow. Is that like.
Buckaroo Bob.
Is that with TV Pow?
Was it Bob or Bonzai?
TV Pow.
Why do I want to say Bonzai?
There was a movie called Buckaroo Bonzai.
Oh, okay.
But this was.
A kid show.
A kid show. And they would do TV Pow.
Pow, pow, pow.
Where you'd be on the phone. And something would come up on the, like you would call into the show. Something would come on the screen. You'd have to say, pow!
Pow, 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 pow!
You have to say it like when you're on the phone?
Yeah.
To
win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you got to shoot the things on the screen.
Yep.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I remember you guys talking about it, but I don't remember like the
I don't
interactive...
know if it was a Rochester thing or if it was a UHF thing.
I can't, I feel like we looked it up, but I can't remember the genesis
of it. I bet you looked it up.
Yeah.
If anybody knows of this and you were not in Rochester, let us know.
TV Pow.
All right. So real quick, the week in review. This past week, we just celebrated, those of us who celebrate, it's gonna be May Day. NSYNC fans. And I dug into my archives to find some footage from one of the many times that I saw NSYNC at a hotel. This one was in Raleigh, North Carolina in 99. And if you didn't see the video, it's kind of funny because it's like shaky footage and the tracking is, you know, is kind of bad.
Total VHS.
Yes. But if you watch till the end, you'll see a little bit of my 19-year-old happy face. And I do a little run and click my feet together at the end because like the tour bus drives away. And then there's a little shot of me running and clicking my feet.
Well, there's so the biggest grin on your face.
Yeah.
Before that, too. You were very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the feet click.
And then the feet click.
Then the feet click.
It's true emotion right there.
That's right.
That is true emotion. I cannot do the feet click.
I'm sure I can't anymore. I mean,
oh,
I was 19.
I could never do the feet click.
Oh, if I got excited enough.
I could do it. I'd have to do it with my soccer cleats. You could do it. She could do it.
You could do that pogo ball. I watched you do a pogo ball. Surely
right.
You could do the feet click.
I can do that pogo stick and can. Pogo ball.
Oh, the pogo stick is the one I saw you do.
Yeah.
Good times. But I just wanted to add that if you... love a good story about, wouldn't say groupies, more like a Band-Aid, if you know Almost Famous. But there's an episode that just came out on our Patreon where I kind of opened up a little bit about my time following those guys around the country.
There's a lot of secrets.
There's not a ton of secrets.
Lots of secrets. Those will only be told on Patreon.
That's right. So if you're interested in hearing those stories, come to patreon.com/wedontwantogrowup.
Check it out. Who do we have coming up this week for show and tell?
Well, this week, we don't have to look very far because she's sitting right here across from us.
Heather. Me too.
No, it's not you this time.
Sit down,
only,
Petey.
Only me and Pete get that reference.
Yes.
I get it.
She gets it.
He's told
me
about me too.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Should we tell them?
We've told them.
I feel like you have told, yeah.
I thought I told the Me Too story.
Yeah. But just a quick.
Anytime my grandpa would offer Heather something, take a small packet of M&Ms, for example, I would immediately say, me too, me too. And he'd go, you too, me too? And I'd say, yes, of course.
So cute. So Heather, I know we're not supposed to ask, but if you feel like sharing, how old are you or what year were you born?
I was born in 1974, so you can figure it out.
All right, I'll do the math in my head.
She is so old.
I am so old, but I don't look old. I look quite young.
You look great.
I'm happy about that.
You do look quite young.
Thank you.
All right, so Heather, give us your favorite 80s movie.
Ha ha. I don't know if you've ever seen this one.
All right.
Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead. Isn't it Better Off Ted?
No. You've seen it because we watched, it's the John Cusack skiing movie.
Oh, that's Better Off Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, that yeah.
Me, Darcy, Sarah, every time we spent the night at each other's houses, would watch that movie. And there was a few of them. It was Better Off Dead. There's another John Cusack movie, but I can't remember.
One Crazy Summer?
Yes. And we would watch those movies all night long. And we loved them.
And another one of your faves that we have covered kind of recently was Pretty in Pink, which is why we did the Brat Pack trivia last time you were here.
Oh, 16 Candles.
And 16 Candles.
Yes, that's another one of my faves. There's so many. Mm-hmm.
So we did. I know. It's so hard. Sometimes when people do show and tells, they're like worse than we are, you know, where we have a hard time narrowing down like a top five and they tell us like 25 movies.
Here's my top 25 list.
It's hard though. I get it. Okay. Speaking of narrowing down, favorite 80s song.
This was super easy. Debbie Gibson, Foolish Feet.
So good.
Don't know it.
You would know it.
Yes, you do.
If you played it.
Somebody sing it.
If you played it right now, you would know it. It for him and he has no idea.
I do not know that song.
I played it so much.
I guess
in
just,
secret.
You just
yes,
had it.
In secret.
In secret.
I had it in your headphones so you wouldn't get caught.
No, I remember playing it at mom's house on my little, do you remember my little silver tape deck and it had two separate speakers?
I do.
Yeah, I remember playing that.
All right, well, listen, I can't know every single song, right? I don't know that one.
Disappointed.
We move on. Favorite 90s movie.
Okay. Now, I think I'm going to get yelled at for this, but it's Dead Poets Society, but it came out in June of 1989. So does that count?
No. It's 1989. That's an 80s movie.
But it really was famous during the 90s. 1990.
Oh, she missed that one episode where that girl was being so specific with me about the Britney Spears song in 1990.
Yes. I remember.
I was like, it says 1998. So it can't stand for 1999.
And that was like November of 98, not even June.
Well, yeah. So I stand by my
answer. All right, well, then you just get two 80s movies. That works.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, wait, no, you said you haven't seen Empire Records.
Nope, I haven't seen Empire Records.
What about, don't you love like Clerks?
I love
Clerks. Or like
Clerks.
Mallrats or one of those?
Clerks is one of my favorites because I had that job.
Yeah.
So. I had that. Didn't I have that job?
She did.
We would go play soccer out in the parking lot
and
close the store. Sometimes we would play soccer inside the
in
store.
In the store, yeah.
Yeah. And we would put our makeup on and get ready for going out at work. We would take naps. It's your turn to take a nap. It's your turn to take a nap.
That is amazing.
Occasionally, I'm sorry, Mr. Blum, if you're listening. One time or a couple times, somebody left to go to the mall while the other one stayed. to watch the store. I think once I went to Darien Lake.
While the other person worked?
While the other person worked.
Nice. That's good, solid work ethic.
I think somebody else did that too. We switched off as long as she could do it the next week because she had something she had to do. So Clerks.
Clerks.
Clerks it is.
Perfect. All right. And favorite 90s song?
Oh, this is definitely a 90s song. Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box.
I know you know this one.
I do know this one. Yes, indeed. Very good choice.
And very 90s.
All right, favorite 80s or 90s TV show?
I have a list.
Okay.
So I mixed them.
She got some HMs.
It's not a long list, but this one you'll love. V. And if you don't remember V.
I thought she said the. And I was waiting for the rest of it.
V. She's being very dramatic.
The, yeah, I was like, the? Oh, V. Yes, I love V. I love the movie. The V movie and the V TV show.
I love that. Do you remember that? And the A-Team.
Yes.
Yes.
The Wonder Years and My So-Called Life.
A very good list.
That is my list.
That's a great list.
Yeah, remember V? They'd peel their skin off. They'd be reptiles underneath.
It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's one I didn't watch.
But you missed it.
I missed it.
I love that. We were such sci-fi fans.
All right. Favorite toy that you loved as a child?
I had a real Cabbage Patch.
Yes.
Elsabeth was her name.
Elsabeth.
What's her last name?
She had my last name.
Oh. She adopted her. Did she have a middle name?
I don't remember what her middle name was.
Was it the name you gave her or the name that was on her birth certificate?
The name that was on her birth certificate.
Those names were so wild.
Yes.
I can't remember mine right now, but I know that I found the birth certificates recently, and I was like, these names.
That's Alicia May Emery.
I was so excited.
I feel like I was there when they bought your Cabbage Patch. I feel like I was in the store when they found it and bought it.
Really? And was it in the store or was it out of the back of a car?
No, this was out of the store. Yeah.
Because
Did you pick her out?
I don't think so, but maybe. I don't have that good of a memory, but I remember seeing it on the shelf and it going in a cart full of toys.
What color hair did she have?
She had like this, it wasn't blonde, but it wasn't brown. It
I know
was
what
like
you're talking
this
about.
Sandy.
I can see it in my head right now.
And she had two braids. She had on a red like rain jacket, but it zipped up the front. So like a bomber jacket, but it was rain material and jeans and shoes.
Oh, the best.
Exquisite.
Loved her. I loved
mine
too.
All right. Favorite game or book that you loved as a child or teenager?
Well, you know, I was a bookie.
Yes.
So I had a book. And this was hard for me, but I'm gonna have to say, if I was a child, I would say Little House on the Prairie. And I read all of those. God, I love those. But as a teenager, the Sweet Valley High series.
Mm.
Yes.
I love those.
Jessica and Elizabeth? Was that their names?
I believe so. I don't remember anymore.
I feel like I read those as well.
I think you did too. I had all of them.
That and the Babysitter's Club.
Yes.
Just because I ran out of books to read and I was like, all right, well, what do I read now?
I had so many. They were good books.
They were good.
Listen, they weren't bad.
Okay, and favorite place or places to go to the mall in the 80s, 90s, or early 2000s?
Merry-go-round.
Yes.
Barbara Moss, which I don't know if you had.
Mm-mm.
That was like, like the Limited or Express, which I put down as well. The Limited and Express.
Yes.
Which was like Barbara Moss.
Okay.
Just cheaper. So the Limited, Barbara Moss, and Express, and Merry-Go-Round.
Merry-Go-Round had all the cool stuff. Well, thank you, Heather.
You are very welcome.
You may return to your seat, Heather.
Thank you.
Gold star for you.
Gold star.
Yay.
So if you would like to be featured in our show and tell segment, you can DM us on Instagram at WeDon'tWantToGrowUpPod or email us at WeDon'tWantToGrowUpPod@gmail.com.
And you can find us on TikTok at WeDon'tWantToGrowUp. There is a very fun Facebook group, the Cozy Club, fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up.
You can help support the podcast by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/WeDon'tWantToGrowUp.
And gain access to super sweet bonus episodes. And please don't forget to help us out by giving us a 5-star rating and leaving a nice review if you enjoyed the podcast. And let your friends and family know where they can listen if you think it's something that they'd like.
Yes, and thank you for being here. Thank you for all of the DMs with the positive feedback. It's very encouraging and makes all the time and energy that we put into this worth it.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program. All right, so what are we covering this week?
Well, it's your favorite Sunday movie, The Money Pit.
I feel your every breath. I hear the words you say.
It came out in 1986.
Directed by Richard Benjamin and executive produced by none other than Steven Spielberg, which I did not know.
I didn't either. I saw his name pop up. I was like, whoa.
I was surprised as well. Mm-hmm.
The screenplay was by David Giler, who also wrote Beverly Hills Cop 2, Aliens, and Tales from the Crypt.
I love Tales from the Crypt.
He like had an executive produce like 93 episodes or something.
It was great.
It was great. It was very well done.
It was fun. I remember, well, isn't that the one that you said that you remember watching? Because after it...
It was the lead-in for other things.
Yes. I love it.
So this movie is about a young couple, Anna and Walter, who buy a humongous house, which is supposedly worth about $1 million, but they get it for a suspiciously low price. And it doesn't take them long to discover that their mansion is actually a money pit.
Okay, the cast. We've got Tom Hanks as Walter Fielding Jr.
Shelley Long as Anna Crowley.
Alexander Goodenough as Max Bessart. He passed away in 1995.
Maureen Stapleton as Estelle, who passed away in 2006.
Joe Mantegna as Art Shirk.
Philip Bosco as Curly, who passed away in 2018.
Sadly, there's a lot of people that have passed away in this movie because it's an older movie and there were a lot of older people already in the movie. So not to be Debbie Downer. We have Frankie Faison as James.
Josh Mostel as Jack Schnittman.
Billy Lombardo as Benny.
Joe Ponizecki as Montgomery Schrapp. He passed away in 2018.
Yakov Smirnoff as Chateauve.
Carmine Caridi as Brad Shirk, who passed away in 2019.
Brian Backer as Ethan.
Mia Dillon as Marika.
John Van Drielen as Carlos. He passed away in 1992.
Douglas Watson as Walter Fielding Sr., who passed away in 1989, so not long after filming.
Tetchy Agbayani as Florinda Fielding.
Michael Jeter as Arnie, who passed away in 2003.
Efimo Amalami as Bernie.
And Bruno Iannone as Saul. What a list that was. Oh, my God.
It's quite the list. I think a lot of these people were, you know, the people that were there working, like the contractors and people working on the house. But I didn't want to leave anybody out.
I don't blame you.
All right. Fun facts time. So unless stated otherwise, most of these facts come from an article that was written by Stacy Condrat on Mental Floss in 2016.
So the exterior shots used of the colonial style house was in Laddingtown, Long Island. It was built in 1898. It has 8 bedrooms. The property spanned 5.5 acres. It has a 6-car garage, 8 fireplaces, and a 1,300-foot driveway.
I loved hearing about all that.
Yeah. That is humongous.
I know.
I wonder if the house is still standing and is still...
Well, I think so. I have some more information about it coming in a minute. Okay, so at the time that the movie was filmed, the estate was owned by Eric Ritter, who was the publisher of a New York-based business newspaper and a member of the 1952 gold medal-winning American yachting team.
Wow. So after the film, the house was purchased by Rich and Christina Makowski for $2.1 million in 2002, and they didn't realize how much work the home needed. The house was falling apart when you went from room to room, they said. We definitely could have done the sequel. The couple invested millions in extensive renovations, and in 2014, the house hit the market for $12.5 million. In 2016, they lowered the price to $8 million. Then in 2019, the Seattle PI reported that the house had finally sold for around $3.5 million at a significant loss in relation to the renovation costs. So,
isn't that wild?
Wow.
That is wild.
It really is a money pit.
A true money pit.
I mean, the loss that they took on that.
Well, I wonder how much they actually put in.
It says.
It doesn't say how much they put in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
it just says millions, invested millions in expenses.
Right. And then for it to be $12.5 million after they bought it for $2.1, I mean, you know they put in a lot.
Yeah, and you would think they definitely put in more than like $1 million in renos.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, a lot of critics pointed out that the movie is a little too much like the 1948 Cary Grant comedy, Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House. But it was supposedly a remake, so there was a reason it was so similar.
Ah.
Never heard of Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House.
I feel like we need to check that out.
I know.
Do some true nostalgia. From the 40s, yeah. It said, 1948. NBC announced they were developing a TV series based on the film in 2013, but it ended up getting put on hold.
I guess indefinitely?
Yeah, gotta be. Unfortunately.
I mean, 2013 is a long time, yeah. So.
It could make for a good show.
I know, I'd be in.
Yeah.
Although it kind of reminds me of like, I mean, it's not the same premise, but like that show Ghosts.
Yes.
Where, I mean, the house is haunted, but like the house needs a lot of work.
Right.
And it's kind of like they didn't get more than they bargained for.
See, the ghosts could just be replaced by the crew working on the house.
Right.
That's what I was going to say.
This I thought was fun. So during breaks on set, Tom Hanks liked to drive around in the vintage Lincoln Model L series that they used in the movie.
That thing was sweet. Kathleen Turner turned down the role of Anna. And this was around the time she did Jewel of the Nile and Romancing the Stone.
Two more Sunday movies.
They are Sunday movies. Right? Yes.
That is very true.
So critics weren't very fond of the movie, including Roger Ebert, who said, quote, "It's a movie that contains one funny scene and 91 minutes of running time to kill." Then in 1989, Tom Hanks said that it wasn't his favorite movie either. He said, quote, "Some parts of that are absolutely hilarious, but for the most part, it doesn't cut it. All right. For a while, it made a ton of money and then it stopped."
Well, we still love it. So shut up, Tom Hanks.
F you, Tom Hanks.
All right. My favorite time. Your favorite time. Heather's favorite time and probably the audience's favorite time. It's favorite moments. Who's going to lead us off? I say Heather.
I will.
I think the guest should go first.
Yes, the guest goes first.
I have some pretty odd favorite moments.
It's okay. We all do that. I don't know if you heard the Heather's episode.
Oh, yeah.
When one of Pete's favorite moments was the gold cobras on the fireplace. You know, you're in a safe space.
So one of my favorite characters is Max, the ex-husband.
Yes.
And he just has some snarky lines, but you got to pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite moments is when Max says about Walter, he's not even a musician. Because Max is a musician.
Right.
He's a conductor.
Yes.
And he's very much into the orchestra and music. And he goes, but he's not even a musician.
Right. So then who is he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's nothing. All right. My first moment, Walter sliding down into the hole in the floor while being encased in the rug. I cannot get enough of that scene.
I love that.
I love when the inspector shows up and he thinks Walter's laughing at him because his chest is constricted.
I'm here. My chest is constricted. I can't shout. Ow.
Walter gets bored and starts making little paper airplanes out of money. And then Anna finally finds him after he screams at her. And she goes to pull the rug up just a tiny little bit. And down he goes flying to the floor. I love it.
That scene bugs me a little bit because I'm just like, I feel like he could have twisted his way out of that.
I don't know. His arms were pretty jammed up.
I'm looking through the movie magic. Yeah. I need to stop.
I love that scene.
It's a good one. Okay, my first favorite moment, when Anna goes to turn the bath on and the water is disgusting. Like, I can barely even think about it because it's really gross.
It's pretty much
poop. Brown and it looks, it's poop water. And she calls for Walter and she's just like,
"You should see the, I guess it's the water. I don't know. It's revolting."
Okay.
And then she's like, "I didn't expect that water. It's got legs." Just the idea that it has legs. So I thought that was a good one.
Walter.
Okay, Heather, you're up next.
Okay. My next favorite moment is when Walter, his laugh. And the first time we hear his laugh is when he hits his thumb on the stairs and he's like, "Ah! Ah! Ah!" And it just makes me laugh so hard every time I hear it. That first laugh. So that's my next favorite moment.
Very nice.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is really good at comedy.
Yes.
Like physical, is it called physical comedy?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't do enough of it.
He doesn't, not anymore.
He did early on.
Yeah. But. All right, my second moment, when Walter knocks on the front door and it just falls in. And he's like, oh. So he spends some time and he fixes it and it looks perfect. He checks if it's level. He closes it. It closes perfectly. He goes inside, closes the door, and then the entire door and the frame all fall out.
I love that.
I do.
Okay. My next one, when Anna goes and pulls the dumbwaiter up, I think it's the first time that she's tried it out. And she goes, and then, of course, a giant raccoon pops out and jumps on her. And then I think Heather's next favorite moment ties into this.
So she's screaming up at the top and Walter runs up the stairs to see what she's screaming about. And as he's running up the stairs, every stair just keeps disintegrating underneath him.
It's like a nightmare.
It's just this scene. And he ends up hanging from the top of the stairs. And it's just this scene. Oh, my God. It is hysterical.
It's like pure devastation just happened in the house. Like everything is collapsing. Yeah. As she's screaming. She got the raccoon up there. It's perfect.
Oh, Walter! The stairs are out!
Honey, you're on my fingers.
Oh.
On a similar front, my third moment, the electricity burning its way through the kitchen. It hits the blender, hits the popcorn maker. You've got Julia Child on the screen cooking something. Then the TV explodes. The turkey flies through the window from one side of the house to the other. It's just movie magic. And I love it.
Yeah, that scene is fascinating.
Yeah.
Because even though you already know what's going to happen, it's like you can't help but just be fixated and wait for each thing to pop out. So my next favorite moment, I just thought this was a really sweet moment. It's at the end of the movie when Curly's there. He gives Walter and Anna the key. The house is complete. It's beautiful. And he sees that the two of them are on opposite sides of the house and neither one of them has taken the key. So he just kind of sets it down and he starts talking about the house and he says,
No, this wasn't an easy one, but the foundation was good. I'll say that. And if that's okay, then everything else can be fixed.
I think it was something that they didn't react to right away, but you know that it like sank in for them. Like, okay, we did have something good here.
Yeah. In the house and together.
Right. Yes.
Very special moment.
I feel that's the whole point of the movie.
It is. Yes. Yeah.
All right, HMs. Anybody got an HM?
I do. I love to participate.
Participate away.
You're getting all the gold stars today.
So we talked about when the kitchen gets all destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Walter comes back upstairs. And he is all singed, like his nipples are showing because his shirt is all destroyed.
Also, his nipples, they're like, I swear they're like this long.
Yeah. So he just comes up and he's all singed. And then the turkey thing pops and she's like, dinner's ready. And he's just standing there like, just the look on his face. I thought that was hysterical.
All right, my first HM, and this could have been one of my top three, but when Walter falls in the plaster and then it's like a Rube Goldberg machine of fun as he's stumbling around, he's covered in a sheet and he's destroying all the scaffolding and all the work that's been done. He winds up in a wheelbarrow, flies down the hill, ends up in like the little pond, and then the statue pees on his head.
Yes. Perfect. That is like one huge chain reaction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know, obviously this was before Home Alone, but I was like, it's like we're watching Home Alone. Like,
yeah.
Marvin Harry trying to get through that house.
It's
to
a precursor.
Kevin. Yes. Okay. First HM, just the lady that they're buying the house from is just fabulous. She's got her boa and her caftan and her cocktail. And when they go up the stairs, she's got her candelabra.
Yeah.
You know, it's all very dramatic. And she's just this, like, I love old ladies like that. I want to be like that when I'm older. Just, you know, the kooky aunt.
I love how wrecked she was.
I know, that was hysterical.
And obviously very shady, but they didn't see it.
They didn't. Yeah, oh yeah, don't use that bathroom. I keep all my lady things in there.
I love all of Anna's long dresses and skirts and matching belts and purses and shoes.
So 80s.
It was so 80s. But she always wore the long ones.
She did.
She
very
always,
classy.
Yes, very classy. Mm-hmm. And she had matching shirts and just her outfits. I loved her outfits in this movie. The fashion.
He's so good. And
Walter.
Can we speak for a second about Shelley Long. She should have been in so much more.
Yeah.
Because everything that she was in that I saw, I loved. Like, we're going to cover Troop Beverly Hills soon. I mean, I loved Cheers. And Hello Again is another movie she was in that I love so much.
I loved Shelley Long so much. And I thought she was so pretty.
So pretty.
Girl Next Door.
Very Girl Next Door, yeah. but also so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
Love her. That's all. Just needed to gush about her for a second.
All right, my next HM. The real estate flip book that was used when they were looking up what houses to go visit. Like, coming from a day and age where we have Zillow and Trulia and things like that, mm-hmm. to see how it used to be done, like how manual it was. It's like, this guy had this flip book full of these houses that were within 10 miles of them. And that's really all you got to see. And some dingy photos as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely had to go see that house in person before
yes,
you bought it.
You
although
did.
That didn't help them much.
No, it didn't.
Okay, my last HM, while Walter is stuck in the floor/rug and Anna's there, but he's not out of it yet. I don't think he's out of it yet. I don't know, but he says,
Anna, I've been here so long, I'm hallucinating. A while ago, I thought the Care Bears were here.
And of course, my ears perked up because Care Bears.
So they draw in the kids for this movie. Care Bears? Where?
And then I just imagine the Care Bears rolling up in their cloud car to like talk to him.
Hi, Walter.
Care Bear stare.
Okay, I have a couple more HMs and I'm just going to rattle them off.
Just rattle them off.
Well, you can't do that. There's only spot for one more.
Well, you guys always smush them in there. So that's I figured right. Maybe I would smush them in there too.
You smush all you want.
It's a pro move, a pro smush.
I love that Walter's dad, Walter Fielding Sr., and his new wife get swindled by Carlos.
Yes.
And Estelle. So I thought that was really funny down in wherever they were.
I love the fact that, I mean, that was just like a great way to end it right where we started from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're getting scammed by the same person.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And $100,000 or half of the $200,000 for a down payment, that's a lot of money in the 1980s. That's yeah. a house. That's a whole.
Right.
That's more than a house. Well, at least where I lived.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking up how much that actually would be today?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
So the way inflation goes, I wonder. Let's see.
$262,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Benny, the one Walter asked to get the loan from, the little boy. Well, I guess he's not little. He's a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
But he looks, to me, he looks exactly like Scott Baio.
He does look like a young Scott Baio.
He has a chain. He looks to me like Scott Baio when he first started Happy Days.
Chachi.
Yes. Yeah. He looks like a little Chachi. And I'm like, oh my God, Chachi's in the movie. It just kills me.
That's funny.
So those are my HMs.
Nice.
Good job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My last one, more of an observation, but just how rich Max is made out to be. And he's like a conductor. My thought is always, are conductors like that well paid where this guy just has endless amounts of money? He's just going buying Bentleys and art and giving her 100K.
Or maybe he has family money, too. We don't know his backstory.
That's true. We don't know his backstory. He could have come from money.
But I don't know. I don't know how much a conductor on that level would make in the 80s.
Well, she doesn't make very much money.
Obviously.
Or she just spends a lot of money. One of the two.
Maybe a little of both. All right. Is that it?
No final moment from you?
Oh, I only had two.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's it.
We did it.
We
covered
it.
The Money Pit.
One of the Sunday movies.
That was fun. I haven't seen that one since I was a kid, so it was good to watch it.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, too. It was a good refresher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like as we were watching it, like I knew exactly what was coming next.
Yeah.
And the one moment, though, you were talking about the first time he laughs. When is the other time that he just laughs forever?
When the tub falls through the floor and he does it. He like donkey.
I love that laugh.
He donkey laughs.
Let's play right here so we can hear the actual one.
Ha 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 ha
Classic.
All right, everybody do their version of it. Go ahead, Stacey.
I would have to hear it again. I mean, you sound like donkey.
Yes, I do.
Heather?
Heather just got punched in the stomach.
Okay, so the movie came out in 1986. So we, since there are three of us, had to make the difficult decision to choose only one song.
It's always so difficult.
I know, but somebody's got to do it. Heather?
Oh, I love this song. This is my 1986 song, and it definitely was in 1986.
Good job.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Genesis in 2D.
Although I need you, I'm not gonna need this. You know I want to, but I'm in.
Such a great one. We were listening to an 80s playlist the other day, and it was like hit after hit from Genesis.
Yes.
It was so good.
I love Genesis.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, mine from Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight. This is one that just gets stuck in my head anytime I hear it, and I'm singing it for 2 weeks. So if that happens to you too, you're welcome.
That's what I imagine playing if I was a teenager or like a young 20s in the 80s, getting ready to go out.
Yes. Good prep song.
Mm-hmm. And my choice by Exposé, Come Go With Me.
Another one.
Another one Pete didn't know.
Don't know it.
Wow.
That one just even from the beginning, the music at the beginning, I just love it. It's so 80s.
It's such an 80s song.
It is.
Gonna have to pull my 80s card.
Might have to.
Sheesh.
Well, this was so fun, Heather. I'm so glad that you got to come be on another episode with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I love being on the podcast. I'm a huge fan, so it's a big deal for me to be on the podcast.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks for coming, Heather. We love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.